Keep her up.
Bow our heads in a word of prayer.
Lord,
we truly thankful and thank you.
是你自己主宰的恩典把我们聚集在这里。
It is your sovereign grace that led us together.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为我们是奉主你的名而聚会。
We thank you because we gather in your name.
我们知道你照着你所应许在我们中间。
For we know your presence yourself among us by your promise.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为这是圣地。
We thank you and praise you. This is holy ground.
主，我们要除去我们的鞋，我们要匍匐在你的面前。
Lord, we take off our shoes. We prostrate before you.
主，你有什么话？你有什么吩咐
？Lord, whatever you have to command us.
主，我们愿意顺从。
We're willing to obey.
求你自己的圣灵在这里运行。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
求你的旨意在这里通行。
May your will be done among us.
求你的国度在这里降临。
May your kingdom be among us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，这是第九届侍奉特会。
We thank the Lord for giving us the 9th Christian Service Conference.
因为是侍奉特会
，because this is a service conference，
所以我们必须要交通侍奉的事情。
Therefore, our fellowship is centered upon service.
这次的主题乃是主、门徒和侍奉。
Our topic for this conference is master, disciples, and service.
我们如果要侍奉的话
，if we were to serve，
我们不能不提起主。
We cannot but mention the Lord.
我们也不能不提起门徒。
We cannot but mention the disciples.
因为主、门徒和侍奉是分不开的。
Because the master, disciples, and service are inseparable.
如果我们讲侍奉而不讲主的话
，If we are here to talk about master and not the service,
那我们侍奉什么呢
？Then what do we serve?
如果我们讲侍奉而不讲门徒的话。
And if we just talk about service and not about the disciples,
那么我们怎样能侍奉呢
？Then how do we serve?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
每一次我们想到侍奉的时候
，Every time as we think about service,
我们第一必须要想到我们的主。
We must firstly think about the master.
因为今天在神面前的侍奉不是侍奉事情。
Because the matter of service before the Lord is not just a simple matter.
不是侍奉一件事
，just to serve some things，
乃是侍奉一位主
，but to serve a Lord。
我们今天侍奉的目的并不是在自己
，the purpose of our service is not on ourselves。
我们侍奉的目的是在于我们的主
，the purpose of the service is on our Lord。
如果今天我们忘记了主而在那里侍奉的话。
If we were to serve today and forget about the Lord,
那么我们必定是侍奉事，也必定是侍奉自己。
Then we must be serving the things and be serving ourselves.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一次想到侍奉的时候
，Every time we think about service,
我们总是要看见我们的主。
We must look at the Master.
如果我们不看见我们的主的话
，If we miss the Master.
那我们不过是有一些所谓宗教的活动而已。
Then we're here merely conducting some religious services.
在神的面前毫无价值。
And they are without value before the Lord.
如果今天我们谈到侍奉的事情
，When we talk about service today，
而我们自己并不是真正的主的门徒。
And yet ourselves are not the true disciples of the Master.
那我们怎样来侍奉呢
？Then how do we serve?
我们必定是照着我们自己的心意来侍奉。
We may be serving according to our own concept.
因为我们根本就不能体贴神的旨意。
Because we are unable to be considerate of the Lord's purpose.
我们必定是靠着我们自己的力量来侍奉。
We must be serving according to our own strength.
我们不会依靠圣灵的大能。
We will not rely upon the might of the Holy Spirit.
那这样的侍奉是神所不能悦纳的。
This kind of service is not looked upon by the Lord.
所以我们在这里讲到侍奉的时候，
So as we talk about service here,
我盼望弟兄姊妹能记得主和门徒。
I hope brothers and sisters will remember the master and the disciples.
我们所侍奉的是主。
The one we serve is the master.
我们这些侍奉的人是门徒。
The ones who serve are the disciples.
只有在这样的关系的里面，
Only within this relationship,
我们才能在神的面前有真正的侍奉。
Can we present ourselves before the Lord with a true service?
今天在教会中间的难处，
The difficulty among the church today,
就是我们光注重侍奉，
is that we only look at, pay attention to the service,
而我们没有看见我们的主。
And without looking at the Master,
同时我们也没有真正的跟随我们的主做门徒。
At the same time, we're not truly following our master to be his disciples.
所以结果我们看见，
The result is,
有许许多多的活动，
We see a lot of activities.
不过是宗教的活动，
They're only religious activities.
也不过是根据遗传的那一些的活动，
They're only traditional activities.
对于主的工作来说并没有任何的益处。
As far as the work of the Lord is concerned, they are without benefits.
比方说，
For instance,
在十八世纪的时候，
During the 18th century,
我们记得韦斯利·约翰。
We remember John Wesley.
韦斯利·约翰他是生长在一个基督教的家庭里面。
John Wesley was born into a Christian family.
他父亲乃是一个牧师。
His father was a pastor.
所以他从小是生长在这样一个环境的里面。
From his youth, he grew up within such an environment.
并且当他长大的时候，他也觉得应当侍奉神。
And as he grew up, he felt like he should serve the Lord as well.
并且是在外面来看是非常敬虔的一个人。
And outwardly speaking, he was truly pious.
并且他也被封离做了牧师了。
He was even ordained to be a pastor.
他觉得有负担，那个时候要到一个新的大陆去传道。
He felt burdened to go to the new world to preach.
就是到美国去传道。
That is to come to America to preach.
他要到美国，特别是对于美国的那些土人红人要向他们传扬。
Especially had the burden to preach to the native Indians.
所以结果他就越过这个大西洋。
Therefore, he crossed the Atlantic.
一直到了美国这个 Georgia 那个地方。
And he came to the state of Georgia.
他就在那里要开始要来侍奉。
And he began to serve.
他开始要来感化这一些这个外邦的这个红人。
He began to do a work to transform the unbelieving Gentile Indians.
但是在那个时候，他自己根本还没有得救。
But at that moment, he himself was not even saved.
他根本也不认识这一位拯救他的主。
Neither did he know this redeeming Lord.
他所知道的不过是一些道理。
All he knew were merely doctrines.
他所知道的是一些的遗传。
All he knew were merely traditions.
所以他在那里工作毫无结果。
So he worked without results.
结果是失败了。
And at the end he failed.
所以他就回到英国去。
And he returned to England.
但是回到英国之后，他与一般人有一点交往。
As he returned to England, he began to fellowship with a group of people.
那是一些 Moravians.
They were the Moravian brethren.
这些 Moravians 他们实在是认识主。
These Moravians truly knew the Lord.
所以结果他就去参加他们的聚会。
And he joined himself in their meetings.
有一天当他们在那里念这个马丁路德这个罗马书的那个序言的时候。
One day as they were reading Martin Luther's book on Romans.
这是一个 preface.
This was a preface.
因为那个时候啊，根据这个法律啊，如果没有封立做牧师，不能讲道。
According to the law of time, if you are not ordained to be a minister, you cannot preach.
所以他们只能把那个别人的书啊拿来念。
And therefore, they could only read someone else's book.
但是当他们在那里念那个序言的时候
，But as they were reading the preface,
这个威斯利约翰他听了这个序言里头的话语。
John Wesley heard about what was written in the preface.
他里面觉得火热。
And inwardly he began burning.
他觉得说，我实实在在是已经相信耶稣是我的救主。
He felt like he truly had believed the Lord Jesus to be his redeemer.
所以那个时候，好像信心在他里面就起来了。
And faith grew out of him.
他就蒙恩得救。
And he was saved.
从那个时候开始，他再起来侍奉。
From that moment on, he began to serve again.
他不但讲因信而称义。
He not only preached justification by faith.
并且他也很注重作为因信成圣。
He also paid attention to the matter of sanctification by faith.
结果神就大大地使用这个人。
And the Lord greatly used this person.
所以我们看见说，如果一个人不认识主的话
，So we see if a person does not know the Lord.
他在哪里可以侍奉
？He can serve.
但是他所侍奉的不过是一些事情。
But what he served was only things.
不过是根据一些遗传来侍奉。
He only served according to tradition.
必须要你认识主，这样你的侍奉才可以有功效。
You must know the Lord before your service can be of effect.
比方说，我们在新约里面也很知道。
For instance, we know in the New Testament.
那个法利赛人扫罗。
The Pharisaical Saul.
扫罗他从小就受犹太教的教训。
Saul was learned from his youth, according to the teaching of Judaism.
并且他这个很小的时候，大概是十二岁之后。
When he was young, about 12 years of age.
因为那个时候一个犹太的男孩子到了十二岁，就经过了这个 Bar Mitzvah。
According to the tradition of the Jewish law, a young boy at 12 years of age would go through the ritual of Bar Mitzvah.
他就成了一个律法之子。
So he became a son of the law.
也可能就在那个时间，他就到这个耶路撒冷去受这个更深的这个栽培。
It was quite possible during that time he went to Jerusalem to receive a higher learning.
他在那个时候，大教师加莫利的门下做他的门徒。
And he became a disciple of Gamaliel.
所以他对犹太教里面的教训呢是非常的熟悉。
So he was very familiar concerning the Jewish tradition.
并且虽然这个年轻的人是年轻，但是他很有热心。
Even though he was a young lad, he was full of zeal.
他比他同年的人更热心。
He was more zealous compared to his counterpart.
他就根据犹太教他所受的教育。
So according to the teaching of Judaism,
他认为说耶稣啊乃是一个悖徒。
He determined that Jesus was a rebel.
所以他就起来反对逼迫那一些跟从耶稣的人。
And he rose up to oppose and persecute the followers of Jesus.
他以为这样乃是侍奉神。
Thinking such is serving God.
他没有知道说他这样的侍奉是乃是叫神受很大的亏损。
Unbeknownst to him, such service caused the Lord to suffer loss.
一直等到他在大马士路上被主遇见。
All the way until on the road to Damascus, he was met by the Lord.
他认识了主。
He knew the Lord.
他也把自己完全伏在主的权柄之下。
And he fully yielded himself to the power of the Lord.
他就开始被神使用
，and he began to be used by the Lord，
成为我们今天大家所知道的使徒保罗。
So he has become the apostle Paul that we know today。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要切切地记住
，We must know for sure。
如果我们真是要谈到侍奉的时候
，When we are to talk about service，
第一件事我们必须要认识主。
First thing we must know is to know the Lord.
因为侍奉是从认识主而来的。
Because service is an issue from knowing the Lord.
第二件事,
Secondly,
我们必须要做主的门徒。
We must become the disciples of the Master.
如果我们不是主的门徒的话,
Unless we're disciples of the Master,
我们的主也不要我们侍奉。
Our Master would not need our service.
我们记得在马太福音第八章里面,
We remember in Matthew chapter 8,
有一个文士来到主的面前。
There's a scribe that came to the Lord.
他说，父子，你无论到哪里去，我要跟随你。
Saying, Rabbi, I'll follow you wherever you go.
我们的主怎么回答他说呢？
How did our master reply him?
他说，狐狸有洞。
He said, foxes have holes.
天空的飞鸟有巧。
Birds have nests.
人子却没有枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
这个文士是一片的热心。
The scribe came with a zeal,
要跟从主,
wanting to follow the Lord.
但是我们的主就浇了一盆的冷水,
but our Lord poured cold water on his head.
因为他根本也没有信靠主,
because he hadn't believed in the Lord yet.
这样的人主根本不要他的侍奉。
The Lord would not need the service of such people.
但是另外有一个门徒,
but on the other hand, there's another disciple.
他是主啊, 让我先去埋葬, 这个我的父亲, 然后我来跟随你。
So Lord, allow me to bury my father first before I come to serve.
大概这个时候他的父亲还没有去世。
Perhaps at this time his father was not dead yet.
所以他说要等到, 我父亲过去了。
Therefore he said, wait until my father dies.
那个时候我来跟随你。
Then I will come follow you.
主说, 让死人去埋葬死人。
The Lord replied, let the dead bury the dead.
你来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
因为他是一个门徒,
because he is a disciple.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果今天我们不是一个真正的门徒的话,
so brothers and sisters, if today we are not truly disciples of him,
我们根本不配来侍奉主,
we're not even worthy of serving him.
我们也不能来侍奉主,
we're unable to serve him.
所以虽然我们, 三个弟兄一人讲一个题目,
so even though we have three brothers, each one taking a topic,
但是实在说来我们所讲的是不能分开的。
But in reality, what we talk about is inseparable.
我们必须第一是主。
We firstly must know the Lord.
第二是做门徒。
And secondly, we must be his disciples.
然后我们开始能谈到侍奉的事情。
Then can we talk about the matter of service?
我的责任乃是交通侍奉的事情。
My responsibility is to share service with you.
我想今天晚上我们就交通一点侍奉的开始。
Today we shall begin with the commencement of service.
侍奉是怎么样开始, 什么时候开始?
How does service have its beginning?
请我们看几段的圣经。
Please turn to a few portions of scriptures.
出埃及记,
Exodus
第九章,
Chapter 9,
第一节,
Verse 1.
出埃及记, 第九章, 第一节,
Exodus 9, 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说, 你进去见法老, 对他说, 耶和华希伯来人的神这样说, 容我的百姓去, 好侍奉我。
Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and speak to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me.
请我们再看,
Please turn to Joshua.
第24章,
Chapter 24.
第15节,
Verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们立足在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
最后我们请看罗马书。
Lastly, please turn to Romans.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
第一节、第二节和第五节。
Verses 1, 2, and 5.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove by testing what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
第五节
，verse five.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络出肢体，也是如此。
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
我们知道神创造我们人是由他的旨意。
We know God created man with his purpose.
神照着他自己的形象来造人。
God created man according to his own image.
神造人乃是盼望人能得着他自己的生命。
God created man with the purpose that man would receive his own life.
记住神在他里面的生命，叫他能被神使用。
So through the life of God inwardly, he can be used by God.
来完成神要完成的工作。
To accomplish the work that God wants to be accomplished.
但是可惜我们都知道伊甸园里面的故事。
Regrettably, we all know what happened in the Garden of Eden.
我们的祖宗亚当和夏娃，他们违背了神的命令。
Our forefathers Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command.
因着他们犯罪的缘故
，because they sinned,
他们就失去了神创造人的目的。
They lost the original purpose by which God created man.
但是感谢赞美神。
A praise and thank God.
神借着他自己的儿子
，through his own son，
来到地上做人
，coming to the earth to become a man，
在十字架上完成了救赎的工作。
He accomplished the work of redemption on the cross.
把我们这一般呢，已经失去了神创造旨意的人。
So that we who had lost God's original purpose of creation,
把我们拯救过来。
He had redeemed us back.
他把我们拯救过来是为做什么呢
？What did He save us for?
他把我们拯救过来不是光是为着叫我们不下地狱上天堂。
He didn't save us just merely that we would not go to hell but go to heaven.
当然感谢赞美神。
Of course, we thank God.
我们因着他的救赎，我们是不下地狱了。
Because of his salvation, we will not go to Hades.
并且我们可以上天堂了。
And we can go to heaven.
但是这又不是神救赎我们的目的。
But this is not the purpose by which God saved us.
神的救赎乃是为着恢复创造的旨意。
God saved us in order to fulfill God's purpose of His creation.
神创造我们的旨意，因着人犯罪已经失落了。
God's purpose of creation was lost because of man's sin.
现在因着主耶稣基督的救赎
，But now because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus,
他把我们就恢复到神造人的那个旨意里面去。
He recovered us back into the original purpose.In His creation.
所以当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，So when we are saved,
是神要把我们带回到他当初造人的旨意里面。
God wanted to bring us back to His to His purpose of creation.
他把他自己的生命赐给了我们。
He gave us His own life.
那借着他所给我们的那一个新的生命
，That through this new life He gave us,
叫我们能成为他手中可以使用的那一个器皿。
We can become a usable vessel in His hand.
叫我们能侍奉。 神的旨意。
So that we can service God's desire.
所以我们知道一个蒙恩得救的人。
So we know a redeemed person.
他是被拯救来侍奉神的旨意。
He is saved in order to service God's purpose.
我们记得当初这个以色列人他们在埃及做奴隶。
We know in the beginning when the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt.
神就打发摩西要把以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
God sent Moses to redeem his people from Egypt.
摩西怎样对法老说呢？
How did Moses speak to Pharaoh?
他说耶和华说神说
He said, the Lord said,
让我的百姓去
Let my people go.
好叫他们侍奉我
That they may serve me.
以色列的百姓得着拯救
The children of Israel were saved.
他们本来在埃及做奴隶
They were enslaved in Egypt.
他们在那里做苦工
They were in travail.
并且他们连这个活命的那个盼望都没有。
They were even without the hope for living.
但是呢，神的恩典临到他们身上。
God's grace came upon them.
叫他们从埃及救出来。
So they were delivered from Egypt.
那神把他们从埃及救出来。
And God delivered them from Egypt.
不是说现在你是一个自由的人了。
Not that they can become a free man.
你可以做你自己喜欢所做的事了。
So that they can do whatever they please.
神把他们救出来乃是有一个旨意的。
God delivered them with a purpose.
他说让我的百姓去。
He said, let my people go.
为什么去呢？
For what?
去做什么呢？
To do what?
来侍
奉。That they may serve me.
所以我们看见神的救赎是为着侍奉。
So we see God's salvation is for the purpose of service.
我们一蒙恩得救
As soon as we're saved,
我们就应当起来做一个侍奉神的人。
We must rise up to become one who serves the Lord.
不是说在所有蒙拯救的人中间
It is not to say among all God's redeemed.
只有极少数的人
There's only a minority.
他们是起来侍奉神的。
They are the ones who serve.
其他的人都不必侍奉。
As for the rest of us, we do not need to serve.
我们可以侍奉自己。
We can serve ourselves.
我们可以侍奉马门甚至于。
We can even serve mammon.
但是我们神没有盼望我们来侍奉他。
But God did not want us to serve this way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想第一件事我们要清楚的。
So we must make sure of one thing.
我们一蒙恩得救。
As soon as we're saved.
神在我们身上的旨意就是要我们来侍奉他。
God's purpose for us is that we would serve him.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的人应当都是一个侍奉的人。
So every saved person is a service person.
如果今天我们蒙恩得救而不侍奉神的话。
If we are served and we do not serve the Lord,
对我们来说，我们得着了这个救恩的恩典。
For us, we have received grace of
salvation. 但是对神来说，神在我们身上一无所得。
But for God, He has gained nothing in us.
所以你就看见说，当神带领他的百姓呢，出了埃及，进了迦南。
So you see, when God delivered His people from Egypt into Canaan,
当他们在那里安居在迦南的时候
，when they settled down in Canaan,
约书亚他年老了
，Joshua became old,
所以他有一天把以色列人都召集到世界的地方
，and one day they gathered all Israel to the place of Shechem.
他在那里就把神这个拯救他们的过历史。替他们温习一下。
And he reviewed the history of God's deliverance.
然后他就在那里对他们说。
Then he spoke to them.
有一个问题你们今天必须要解决的。
So there is a question you must have an answer for.
你们是一般蒙神拯救的人。
You are a people delivered by God.
你们已经出了埃及，进了迦南。
You have come out of Egypt into Canaan.
但是这个问题必须要解决。
So you must solve this problem.
什么问题呢?
What is the problem?
就是侍奉神的问题。
That is the problem of service to God.
你们究竟要侍奉谁?
Whom do you wish to serve?
你们要侍奉从前你们的祖宗在大河那一面的时候那些的神呢？
Would you serve the God of your fathers beyond the river?
或者你们要侍奉你们在这个迦南地迦摩利人之地的那一些的神呢？
Or would you rather serve the God of the Amorite in which you live?
或者你们要侍奉这一位真神耶和华就是拯救你们的神。
Or would you serve the true God Jehovah, the one who delivered you?
他说这个问题你们必须要解决。
He said this problem you must solve today.
你们究竟要侍奉谁？
Who do you wish to serve?
你们要侍奉假神呢，或者要侍奉真神？
Would you serve a false God or a true God?
你们要侍奉你们祖宗这个遗传的那些的神呢？
Would you serve the gods according to the tradition of your fathers?
或者你们要侍奉这一位拯救你们的神？
Or would you rather serve this God who's delivered you?
你们要学习这个你们四位这些外邦人他们所侍奉的假神呢？
Would you serve the false gods of the Gentiles in which you live?
或者你们要侍奉这一位亲自来拯救你们的神？
Or would you rather serve this God who personally delivered you?
约书亚他就宣告说，
And Joshua declared,
至于我和我的家，
As for me and my house,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve Jehovah.
我们这个问题是已经解决了。
We have solved our problem.
不但约书亚自己解决了，
Not only Joshua solved his problem,
他的家也解决了。
His whole house is solved the problem.
因为实在说来，神的救恩的单位乃是一个家。
Indeed, God's salvation is based upon the unit of house.
所以侍奉的单位也是一个家。
So the unit of service is also by a house.
约书亚和他的家必定侍奉耶和华。
Joshua and his house will serve the Lord.
那个时候这些以色列人就回答约书亚说，
At the moment, Israelites answered Joshua.
我们要侍奉那位拯救我们的耶和华。
We will serve Jehovah who saved us.
但是约书亚怎么对他们说呢？
What did Joshua reply?
约书亚说，你们不能侍奉耶和华你们的神。
Joshua said, you cannot serve Jehovah.
因为耶和华是祭械的神。
Because Jehovah is a jealous God.
他是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
你们如果要侍奉他，你们必须要把这些的假神完全除掉。
If you were to serve him, you must do away with these false gods first.
否则的话，你们不能侍奉神。
Otherwise, you cannot serve God.
他现在降福给你们。
He has blessed you.
如果你们不是完全把这些的假神都丢弃的话，
Unless you have forsaken all these false gods,
这位拯救你们的神他要降祸给你们。
This God who saved you will send peril among you.
这是一件非常严重的事情。
This is very serious matter.
不是在那里马马虎虎就可以这样解决的。
You cannot solve the problem wishy-washy.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那个时候以色列人真是所谓在当初的爱里面。
The Israelites can be said to be in the first love.
因为他们才蒙拯救。
Because they were freshly saved.
所以他们说，我们决心要侍奉耶和华。
Therefore they say, we decided to serve Jehovah.
我们要立即所有的解神假神来侍奉耶和华。
We will leave all the false gods to serve God.
所以那一天约书亚就与以色列的百姓在神的面前就立了约。
On that day, Joshua covenanted with God's people before Jehovah that day.
就是他们要侍奉耶和华神。
That is, they will serve Jehovah God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我相信在这里在座的都已经清楚蒙恩得救。
I believe all who are seated here have been saved.
神的恩典已经临到我们身上。
God's grace has surely come upon us.
那如果是这样的话，
If this be the case,
我想我们对于侍奉的问题必须要有一个解决。
Then we must address the problem of service.
我们不能信了主之后还是糊里糊里糊涂的对于侍奉的事没有一个彻底的一个解决。
We cannot be ambiguous after we're served, we're saved.Towards the matter of service.
我们必定要解决今天我们活着究竟我们侍奉谁。
We must come to a solution. What are we living for?
因为我们的主告诉我们说，
Because our Lord told us,
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
A man cannot serve two masters.
你不是重这一个，就是轻那一个。
You either pay attention favor this one or turn away to the other.
你不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve the Lord and Mammon both.
你必须要拣选。
You must choose.
如果你还没有拣选的话
，If you have not made a choice,
那你一定是侍奉马门。
Then you must be serving Mammon.
你要有拣选，你才能拣选侍奉神。
You must have made a choice in order to know who to serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对于侍奉的问题，我们必须在神面前有一个清楚的一个解决。
So, brothers and sisters, we must have a clear choice concerning the matter of service before the Lord.
按照神的救恩来说
，concerning God's salvation,
我们神把我们从罪恶里拯救出来。
God saved us out of sin.
他用重价把我们买过来。
He purchased us with a great price.
我们是被他所买的人。
We are the redeemed ones.
他出了一个最重的代价。
He paid the most heavy price.
他把他自己亲生独生的儿子为我们摆上。
He even laid aside his only begotten son.
我们的主，他为着我们把自己完全摆上。
Our Lord gave himself up on behalf of us.
他用这样的重价把我们拯救出来。
With such a great price, he redeemed us.
我们不是一个自由的人。
We're not a free man.
我们乃是一个被买的人。
We are those who are purchased.
我们不是属于自己的人。
We do not belong to ourselves.
我们是属于我们的主的人。
We belong to our Lord.
我们从前做罪的奴仆。
Formerly we're slaves to sin.
现在我们做义的奴仆。
Now we're slaves to righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要清楚这一个。
So, brothers and sisters, we must know this.
不是说我们从前做罪的奴仆。
Not that when we're slaves to sin.
现在我们蒙了拯救，我们就自由了。
Now that we've been saved, we're free.
我们就做自己的主人了。
We can be our own master.
我们要做什么就可以做什么了。
We can do whatever we please.
我们是从一个财客的那一个主人那里买过来。
We have been purchased from another master.
A cruel master.Yeah.
A cruel master.
我们被这一位这个慈良这个主人把他买过来。
Now, another master of kindness had purchased.
所以今天我们不是自己的人。
So today we're not master to ourselves.
我们乃是属于主的人。
We are those who belong to the Lord.
我们是应当服侍主的人。
We are those who must serve the Lord.
但是我们的神做事非常奇妙。
But our Lord works in a marvelous way.
虽然按着律法来说
，According to law，
我们是被买的
，We have been purchased，
不是自由的
，We're not free，
我们被买来侍奉神的
，We're purchased to serve God。
你愿意侍奉，也是侍奉。
Whether you like it or not, you must serve.
你不愿意，你也是侍奉。
If you don't like it, you still have to serve.
因为你不是一个自由的人。
Because you are not a free man.
你是重价所买的人。
You're redeemed with a great price.
神可以按理来对付你。
God can deal with you according to reason.
来要求，来命令你来侍奉他。
To demand, to command that you serve him.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神不这样做。
God did not do so.
他把我们买过来之后。
After he redeemed us.
他不用律法来处理我们。
He didn't treat us with law.
他要用他的慈悲慈爱来激励我们。
He encouraged us with his kindness.
所以到了罗马书第十二章的时候。
So when we come to Romans 12.
我们看见说，所以弟兄们。
We see, therefore, brethren,
我以神的慈悲劝你们
I beseech you by the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭
to offer your body as a living sacrifice,
是圣洁的
it is holy,
是神所喜悦的
it is pleasurable,
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
such is your reasonable service.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们知道罗马书从第一章到十一章
We know from chapter 1 to chapter 11 of Romans.
是给我们看见神诸般的那个慈爱。
It shows us the multifarious kindness of the Lord.
他怎样把我们这一般死在罪恶过犯中的人。
How he delivered us who are dead in sin.
把我们这一般呢没有盼望的人。
Those who are without hope.
在罪和死亡的底下的人。
Who are dead in the world.
他借着主耶稣所流的宝血。
By the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣的十字架。
By the cross of the Lord Jesus.
把我们完全拯救过来。
He fully saved us.
他把自己的生命也给了我们。
He gave us his own life.
叫我们做神的儿女。
So that we can become sons of God.
他把他的圣灵赐给我们。
He gave us his Holy Spirit.
在里面，在我们里面工作。
And to work within us.
要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Conforming us to the image of his dear son.
你看神那个诸般的慈爱是何等的丰富。
How rich is his multifarious grace.
这个在千万人的中间。
Among myriads of people,
他竟然拯救了我们。
He saved you and me.
我们本来是外邦人。
We were Gentiles.
是在神的约之外的人。
We were outside of the covenant of God.
但是今天这个恩典临到我们身上。
But today this grace has come upon us.
神说。
God said.
我要用我的慈爱来激励你们。
I will encourage you by my grace.
我不要用这个律法来处置你们。
I will not deal with you by law.
我愿意用我的慈悲来感动你们。
I rather would touch you by my mercy and grace.
让你因着我爱的激励，你愿意把你的身体献上当作活祭。
But by the constraining power of love, you are willingly offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
换一句话说。
In other words,
你愿意做我爱的奴隶。
You're willing to become my love slave.
你愿意来侍奉我。
You're willing to serve me.
你这样做的话。
If you do so,
圣经说。
The scripture says.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your most reasonable service.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲到侍奉的时候，
Francis, as we talk about service,
我们所想的就是说我要为神做什么事情。
Our concept is often, what are we to do for God?
我记得我还没有得救的时候，
I remember before I was saved,
因为我也生长在基督教的家庭里，
because I was also born into a Christian family.
那么当我这个小的时候，
as I was young,
有一次我病得快要过去了。
One time I was dying of a sickness.
那个时候我也祷告。
And I also prayed.
我家里也为我祷告。
My family also prayed for me.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank and praise God.
神把我从死的病拉回来了。
God pulled me out of the brink of death.
因着我有这个基督教的背景。
Because of my Christianity background.
所以我觉得说我今天还能活那是神的恩典。
So I felt that for me to live today is because of His grace.
所以我想报答他的恩典。
So I must repay His grace.
所以那个时候我就已经开始就热心起来了。
So from that moment on, I became zealous.
我还没有得救就已经开始传道了。
Even before I was saved, I began preaching.
但是我没有道可以传呢。
But I had nothing to preach.
所以我怎么传法呢？
So how did I do?
因为我父亲是牧师的。
Because my father was a preacher.
他有许多这个属灵的书啊。
He had many spiritual books.
所以我还记得我第一次讲道，那个道不是我的。
So I remember my very first sermon was not my own.
我第一次讲的道，那个道啊，是当时美国一个很有名的传道人。
My sermon was borrowed from a very famous American preacher.
我把他所讲的，把他从英文翻成中文。
I translated his sermon from English to Chinese.
我就把它记住了。
And I memorized it.
我那一天就去讲道去了。
And I went to preach.
我讲完了之后，自己也很高兴。
I was very happy. I was done.
唯一不高兴的，没有人称赞我。
Only pity that nobody praised me for it.
我还没有得救的时候，我也带领祷告聚会啊。
Even before I was saved, I led a prayer meeting.
那我怎么能带领祷告聚会呢？
And how could I lead a prayer meeting?
也是一样，看一本讲祷告的书。
I did the same thing. I read a book on prayer.
那么把它记住了。
Memorized it.
然后就讲给我的同学听。
Then I shared with my fellow classmates.
然后我请他们大家跪下来祷告。
And I asked them all to kneel down to pray.
没有一个人得救的。
No one prayed. No one
所以也没有一个人祷告。
Therefore, no one prayed.
结果有人就笑起来。
And some began to laugh.
我就很严重地责备他们。
and I scolded him.
我们在神的面前不能这个样子的。
You cannot do so before God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看吗
？Brothers and sisters.
你可以在那里所谓有侍奉呢
？And you can perform some sort of service there.
糊涂热心啊。
You serve in a foolish way.
但是我根本那个时候还没有得救。
I was not even saved yet.
我知道有一位神。
I knew there was a God.
但是他不知道在什么地方。
But I didn't know where he was.
没有在我里面。
He was not in me for sure.
感谢主。
Thank God.
当有一天主的恩典临到我身上的时候
，One day when the grace of God came upon me.
我知道我是属于他的。
I knew I belonged to him.
我也知道我必定要侍奉他。
I knew I must serve him.
弟兄姊妹
，Friends and sisters，
我们侍奉的开始是根据奉献。
The commencement of our service is according to consecration.
侍奉不是替神做什么事情。
Consecration is not do something for God.
侍奉是将你的身体献上。
Service is to offer your bodies up as a living sacrifice.
因为你这个身体不是你自己的。
Because your bodies are no longer yours.
你这个身体是神用重价所买来的。
Your bodies are purchased by God with a heavy price.
我们怎么能再用这个身体来为自己活呢？
How can we live for ourselves using this body?
我们没有理由用这个身体来为着我们自己。
There's no reason to use this body for ourselves.
我们也不能照着我们的意思来用我们这个身体。
Neither can we use our body according to our will.
我们这个身体是属于主的。
Our bodies belong to the Lord.
所以圣经说要将你的身体献上当作活祭。
That's why the scripture says offer your body as a living sacrifice.
为什么说身体呢？
Why did he say the body?
因为你每天的活着是靠借着你的身体来活的。
Because through your body you gain your existence.
这个身体是代表你整个的人。
So the body represents your whole being.
所以就是说，你要把你整个的人完全自动的献给我们的主。
In other words, offer your whole being fully and fully to the Lord.
把你自己这样的献上。
As you offer yourself this way.
这个是合理的侍奉。
This is a reasonable service.
所以你就看见说，侍奉不是侍奉一件事。
So you see that service is not to serve a thing.
侍奉不是为主去做什么工。
Service is not to do a work for the Lord either.
侍奉是把你自己献上做一个活祭。
Service is to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
那么弟兄姊妹，什么叫做祭呢？
So, brothers and sisters, what is a sacrifice?
我们知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament.
当一个人受神感动的时候
When a man was moved by God.
神在他身上给他许多的恩典
God has granted him much grace.
他有一个感激的心
He had a gratitude.
他就在他自己牛群羊群的里面
So among his herds and flocks.
他就牵一只牛或者牵一只羊
He would select either a cattle or a goat
带到圣殿的里面
And bring them to the temple
把他这个脚就扶在这个祭坛的旁边
And he will tie him on the horn of the altar
就是说他要把这一个当作一个祭物来献给神
In other words, he is ready to offer this as a sacrifice to God
然后祭司就要把这个羊我这牛把它宰了
and then the priest will come along and kill and fillet this cattle
就把它放在这个祭坛的上面
and place it upon the altar
就被祭坛上的火来焚烧
and it would be consumed by the fire upon the altar
一直把它烧成灰
all the way till ashes
换一句话说这个就是来做神的食物
in other words this becomes food for God
叫神心满意足
To satisfy God's heart.
所以你就看见说祭物啊，不是说这个牛这个羊放在祭坛上就做一个什么事情。
Therefore, you see, sacrifice is not to place a sheep or cattle on the altar to do something.
他没有放在这个祭坛上的时候，他可以活动了。
Before he was placed on the altar, he can roam around.
他放在祭坛上， 他就不能活动了。
Well, when he was placed on the altar, he could not move.
并且他要被杀了。
And he was to be killed.
他要被火焚烧了。
And to be consumed by fire.
要变成灰了。
And to become ashes.
弟兄姊妹
，Friends, sisters,
我们今天在新约的时候
，In the New Testament time,
神不要我们的牛和我们的羊。
The Lord delights not in our cattle or sheep.
神要我们这个人。
He wants ourselves.
我们要把我们自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
We need to offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们是祭物。
We are the sacrifice.
不过这个祭物是活的。
This is a living sacrifice.
那就是意思说，你活着就是为着主。
In other words, you're living for God.
并且因为你是一个祭。
Because you are a sacrifice.
所以不是说你在那里去做什么事。
So you're not there to do something.
你是让主在你身上做一切他所要做的工。
But you allow the Lord to do everything He wants to do on you.
你把你自己完全放在他的手里。
You fully yield it to His hand.
你把你的主权完全交给主。
You fully turn over your sovereignty.
主啊，我是你的。
Lord, I'm yours.
你要做什么都可以。
Do whatever you wish.
你要看见说，主要先在你的身上。
You see that firstly God is doing something in you.
不是你马上就起来为神做什么事。
It's not you doing something for God right away.
乃是说你把你自己交在神的手里头。
But it is you who yield yourself in the hands of God.
让他在你身上来工作。
To allow Him to do a work in you.
让他的十字架在你身上做工。
To allow His cross to do a work in you.
让他在你身上工作。
To allow him to do a work in you.
凡事不是属于神的东西。
Whatever does not belong to him.
凡事不是属于主的。
Whatever does not belong to the Lord.
凡事属于天然，属于肉体的。
Whatever belongs to the natural realm.
他要用他良刃的利剑呢，把他灵与魂都分开。
He would separate with his two-edged sword, soul from the spirit.
凡事不是属于主的，他要救我们出去。
He will do away with whatever is not from the Lord.
他要把他自己加增在我们的里面。
He would increase himself in us.
这样才有侍奉的事从我们身上能流露出来。
In this way, then it is possible the service would issue out of our being.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要记得
we must remember,
我们今天要侍奉神
we're today to serve God.
第一
firstly,
我们必须要认识他
we must know him.
如果今天我们还不认识他的话
if we do not know him yet,
我们就没有办法侍奉
there's no possibility to serve him.
我们认识我们的主有多少
How much we know our Lord.
我们的侍奉也有多少
How much our service would be.
因为侍奉乃是生命的流露
Because service is an issue of life.
并不是外面的活动
It is not an outward activity.
第二
Second,
我们真正要侍奉神的话
If we are to truly serve God,
我们必须要做他的门徒
We must become his disciples.
如果我们不是他的门徒的话
If we are not his disciples,
我们不能侍奉
Cannot serve him.
什么叫做门徒呢
so what is a disciple?
门徒在当时的时候啊
In the beginning,
与我们今天的学生啊不大相同
A disciple was not the same as being a student.
我们今天做学生呢
Today we're students.
我们付了学费到学校里头去念书去
We pay a tuition and we can go to school to learn.
我们与我们的老师没有发生这个直接的关系。
We do not have a direct relationship with our teachers.
我们不过要从他的身上来得着他所有的那些的知识而已。
We only gain some knowledge from them.
我们还是一个自由的人。
We're still free men.
但是圣经里头的门徒啊
But the disciples in the scriptures.
乃是我们中国过去的那个学徒。
Means the
apprentice
in the Chinese history.
从前呢，我们在中国都是这个学徒的制度。
In the past, we had a system of apprenticeship.
你如果要做一个木匠的话
，if you are to become a carpenter,
或者你要做任何的职业的话
，or any other vocation,
那么你小的时候你就要到一个老师那里去做一个学徒。
Then you would go to a teacher when you're young to become an apprentice.
你家里要与这个师傅啊签一个约。
And your family would sign a contract with this teacher.
当你这样签了约之后。
After you sign the contract.
你就要离开你的家。
You will leave your house.
你要住在你这个师傅的家里。
You will live in your teacher's house.
并且呢比方说需要三年呢才可以学会的。
Also, if it takes 3 years to fully learn everything.
第一年他根本也不教你怎样去摸的。
The first year, he would not even teach you how to cut wood.
你要在他的家里啊，帮助他家里抱孩子，做打扫啊，做这些的事情。
You would do all the household chores, including sweeping and caring for the kids.
好像一个佣人一样。
Just like a servant.
他根本也不让你，也不叫你，也不让你摸这个职业。
He would not teach you, neither let you touch the vocation.
也许过了一年之后
，perhaps after a year，
他又稍微就教你一点。
He would teach you a little bit.
等到三年满了。
When 3 years is up.
你学会了他的那个技术了。
You learn all the skills.
同时你也学会了他的做人了。
And you also learn his way of conduct.
这个时候啊，你讲话也像他了。
By this time, you talk like him.
有的时候你走路举动都像你的师父。
Sometimes the way you walk, the way you conduct yourself is just like your master.
所以这个圣经里头的门徒啊，就是我们中国旧时的那个学徒。
So this disciple in the scriptures is just about the same as the apprenticeship in the Chinese history.
所以主说，你们要撇下一切所有的来跟随我。
And that's why the Lord says.Lay aside everything, come and follow me.
你真是要离开你的家。
You have to leave your house.
你要住在你师父的家里头。
And you will live in your teacher's home.
那一个才是真正的做门徒、做学徒了。
And that is truly to become a disciple.
所以我们今天把我们自己献上当作活祭，也是这个意思。
So it is same for us today to offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
你把你自己献上当作活祭，就是承认他是主。
As you offer your body as a living sacrifice, you are in essence to acknowledge He is your master.
像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说的，你认识主的这个权柄。
As our brother shared last night, you began to know the Lord's authority.
现在他的权柄在你的身上。
Now His authority is upon you.
他是你的主。
He is your Lord.
你不是你自己的主。
You are not your own master.
你不能照着你自己的意思做事。
You cannot do anything according to your will.
你一切都要听从你这个主的这个命令。
You have to obey the master's command in everything.
所以你就看见说，把身体献上当作活祭，那就是你承认耶稣是你的主。
So you see, to offer your body as a living sacrifice is to acknowledge Jesus is your Lord.
同时，当你把身体献上当作活祭的时候
，At the same time as you offer your body as a living sacrifice,
也是你撇下一切所有的来跟从主。
At the same time when you forsake all to follow Him,
你是站在一个学徒的地位上。
You stand upon the ground of being a disciple.
你要学主耶稣的性情。
You're there to learn the character of the Lord Jesus.
让他的性格能成为你的性格。
To allow his character to become yours.
弟兄姊妹
Your brothers.
所以我们看见说侍奉是从奉献开始的。
So we see that service is commenced from service, offering your body to living sacrifice.
Yeah. 如果今天你还没有把你的身体献上当作活祭的话
If today you haven't offered your body to living sacrifice,
你还没有开始侍奉。
You have not even begun to serve.
你在这里所有的都是宗教活动。
All that you do here is religious activity.
并不是真正的侍奉。
They're not real service.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这个奉献是一个我们基督徒第一件要解决的问题。
This consecration is the first thing Christians must come to face it.
一个蒙恩得救的人第一件事要解决奉献。
A redeemed one has to solve the problem of consecration.
所以弟兄们
So brothers,
并不是所以使徒们
He didn't say therefore apostles.
所以弟兄们
Therefore brethren,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是弟兄。
All of the redeemed ones are brethren.
所以我们每一个人都应当被主的爱所接引。
Therefore, all of us must be constrained by the love of God.
把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭。
To offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你这个问题是否已经解决？
Have you solved this problem?
如果你这个问题还没有解决，
If you haven't solved this problem,
你根本不要谈侍奉的事情。
Don't even talk about service.
如果你在那里侍奉的话，
If you serve,
你不但不能侍奉神，
Not only cannot serve God,
并且你得罪神。
But you offend God.
所以第一，我们必须要解决这个奉献的问题。
So firstly, we must solve the problem of consecration.
那当我们这样把身体献上当作活祭了，
So as we offer our body to living sacrifice.
到了罗马十二章第二节就说了。
And we come to Romans 12:2.
不要效法这个世界。
Be not conformed to this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be renewed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神的上良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that you can prove by testing what is that good and perfect will of God.
有一件事非常奇妙。
There's one thing marvelous.
当你把你的身体献上当作活祭。
As you offer your body to living sacrifice.
圣灵他就把你的心思就变化了。
The Holy Spirit begins to transform your mind.
本来你的心思啊，
formerly your mind,
是看重这个世界的，
favors this world.
你是效法这个世界，
you conform to this world.
你是要学这个时髦的，
you follow the trend of fashion.
你是爱世界的，
you love the world.
你这个思想，是重在世界上的东西。
Your thoughts favor the things of the world.
你把那些东西看得很重。
You pay attention to those things.
要你来遵循神的旨意。
For you to favor God's will.
你觉得神的旨意都是很难的。
You feel it rather difficult.
所以我记得从前，问年轻的人。
I remember in the past I asked young people.
什么是神的旨意？
What is God's will?
他们的回答是。
They replied,
凡是与我作对的都是神的旨意。
Whatever is opposed to my will is God's will.
你不会看见神的旨意是善良的。
You cannot regard God's will as being good.
是可喜悦的。
Being pleasant.
你觉得神的旨意很怕。
You feel God's will is awesome.
你怕知道神的旨意。
You're afraid of knowing God's will.
因为在那个时候啊，你的这个心思啊还没有更新而变化。
Because at that time your mind is not yet renewed.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当你把身体献上当作活祭的时候，
As you offer your body as a living sacrifice,
圣灵就把你的心思变化了。
The Holy Spirit comes to transform your mind.
你看见这个世界，
You look at the world.
你的看法不同了。
Your views have changed.
从前你看它是至宝，
Formerly you treasure it.
现在你看它是粪土，
Now you regard it as dung.
从前你看到神的旨意觉得可怕，
Formerly you regard God's will as being awesome.
现在你觉得这是可喜悦的，
Now you feel they are pleasurable.
你要去查验它，
You must prove it.
你要去这个寻找它，
You want to seek after it.
并且你要去同意它，
And you want to agree with it.
弟兄姊妹，
Friends, sisters,
侍奉乃是侍奉神的旨意。
Service is to serve God's will.
如果你不知道神的旨意，你怎么侍奉呢？
How can you serve if you do not know God's will?
你侍奉是照着你的自己的旨意来侍奉。
Then you serve according to your own will.
这个好像扫罗侍奉神一样。
Just like the way Saul served God.
根本乃是叫神所亏损的。
He served altogether to cause God a loss.
所以第一，我们的心思必定要更新而变化。
So firstly, our mind must be renewed and transformed.
那这个是根据我们的奉献。
This is according to our consecration.
每一次我们在神面前有个更深的奉献。
Every time we have a deeper consecration before the Lord.
我们每一次我们的心思就更更新。
Every time our mind is renewed.
我们能更明白什么是神的旨意。
And we know better what God will.
所以弟兄姊妹记得，侍奉是侍奉神的旨意。
Francis, please remember, service is to serve God's will.
不是侍奉你的旨意。
Not to serve your will.
很稀奇。
It's a wonder.
在罗马十二章第二节里头，那个善良、可喜悦、 成全神的旨意。
In Romans 12:2, that which is good, well pleasing, and perfect, God's will.
这个旨意在原文里头是单数。
This will in the original language is singular.
我们想到神的旨意的时候，我们觉得是千千万万的旨意。
As we consider God's will, we consider them to be myriad upon myriad.
神的旨意在这件事情上，神的旨意在那一件事情上。
God has a will in this matter, God has a will in that matter.
我今天这件事情可以不可以做？
Lord, can I do this today?
那个地方可以不可以去？
Can I go to that place?
是不是神的旨意？
Are they God's will?
许多年轻的人常问这个问题。
Many young people often ask.
什么是神的旨意？我不知道。
What is God's will? I know not.
因为神的旨意太多了。
Because there are too many wills.
神的旨意在你身上是这样，在他的身上也许是另外一样的。
God's will in you is this way, in another person may be another way.
弟兄姊妹，
Friends, sisters,
原因是在这里。
The reason is here.
原因是我们没有看见神那个单数的旨意。
We haven't seen that singular will of God.
神有一个包罗所有他的旨意的旨意。
God has an all-inclusive will of all wills.
这一个旨意，
This will,
如果你能查阅的话，
If you can prove it,
然后你才能在这个千千万万的旨意里面能明白神的心意。
Then can you understand God's heart's desire among myriads of His wills?
因为所有千千万万的神在个人身上的旨意，
Because among all of His wills in all the people,
都是根据那一个包罗一切的旨意。
They all issue from that one all-inclusive will of all wills.
这一个一切的旨意是什么呢？
What is this will?
就是保罗他所说的。
That is what Paul said.
他说神在创世之前呢，他就定了一个旨意。
God, before the creation of the world, He has purpose.
以弗所第一章告诉我们。
Ephesians 1 tells us.
在创世以前。
Before the foundations of the world.
神就根据他自己的喜悦。
According to His own good pleasure.
他立定了一个旨意。
He had ordained a purpose.
这个旨意是什么呢？
What is that purpose?
这个旨意就是要万有在基督里同归于一。
That is all will be summed up in Christ.
换一句话说，
In other words,
神那一个单数的旨意，
That singular will of God,
永远不变的旨意，
That never changing will,
从永世经过时间到永世的旨意，
That will from eternity past through time to eternity future,
乃是关于他的儿子的。
Is concerning his son.
要他的儿子在万有上居首位。
That his son would head up all things.
神那个旨意，
The will of God.
是要他的儿子能得着满足。
Is that his son would be satisfied.
所以神不但把万有都赐给他的儿子。
Therefore God not only gave all to his son.
并且在万有的中间他把人赐给他的儿子。
But also among all creation, he gave man to his son.
叫人能做他的同伴。
That man would become his companion.
叫人能做他的配偶。
That man would become his counterpart.
与他同心，与他同工。
To work with him, to have the same mind with him.
与他同受苦，一同得着荣耀。
To suffer with him and to be glorified with him.
这一个是神，那一个。单数的完全的旨意。
This is that singular, complete will of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Friends, sisters,
根据罗马书第十二章，
According to Romans 12,
我们看见，
We see,
在第一节里头要把你们的身体献上当作活祭。
Verse 1, offer up your bodies a living sacrifice.
这个身体是多数的。
These bodies are plural.
因为你有你的身体，我有我的身体。
Because you have your body, I have mine.
我们每一个人有我们的身体。
Each one has his own body.
所以你的身体要献上。
So you offer your body.
我的身体也要献上。
I offer my body.
你要让主在你的身上完成他的工作。
You need to allow the Lord to complete His work in you.
我也要让神在我的身上完成他的工作。
I need to allow the Lord to complete His work in my body.
神要借着你的身体来完成他的工作。
God will complete His work through your body.
神也要借着我的身体来做他要做的事。
And He will do His work through my body.
所以这里的身体是许许多多的。
So the bodies here are multitudes.
但是等我们把我们这许许多的身体献上当作活祭的时候。
But when we offer all our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们就看见了神那个完全的旨意。
We see that complete will of God.
这个完全的旨意是什么呢
？What is that complete will of God?
基督是头。
Christ the head.
我们这些的人是基督的身体。
We are members of His body.
所以到了第五节里面。
So in verse five.
就说我们虽然多，却是一个身体。
It says, we who are many are one body.
我们是互相联络做肢体。
And individually we're members one of another.
所以弟兄姊妹你在这里看见。
Brother and sister, you see here.
当我们要起来侍奉神的时候。
As we rise up to serve God.
我们需要看见我们的侍奉是在身体的里面。
We need to see our service is within the scope of the body.
基督是我们的头。
Christ is our head.
这个头要借着他的身体来发表他的自己。
This head will express itself through the members of the body.
他要借着他的身体来做他所要做的事情。
And through this body, he will do what he wants to do.
我们都是在这个身体里面的一个肢体。
We are all members within this body.
那我们现在的侍奉乃是身体的侍奉。
So our service now becomes the service of the body.
不是每一个人个人单独的在那里侍奉。
It is not individual services.
不错，因为一个身体上有许多不同的肢体。
Yes, there are many members in the body.
并且圣灵所赐的恩赐在每一个肢体身上都是不同的。
And God gave gifts, to each member of the body.
神把我们安置在基督的身体的里面。
God has tempered the body.
那么如果神要我做一个手的话
If he wants me to be a hand,
那么圣灵就把这个手的那个恩赐就给了我
The Holy Spirit gives me the functions of a hand.
但是我这个手啊在那里运用恩赐的时候
As my hand is working through the gift
我在那里侍奉的时候
As I serve
我是侍奉头
I serve the head
同时也是侍奉整个的身体。
At the same time, I serve the whole body.
而不是说我在这里单独的在那里侍奉。
I'm not here serving individually.
我与其他的肢体配合起来，一同来侍奉我们的元首基督。
I coordinate with all the other bodies to serve our head.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要记得这件事。
So brothers and sisters, please remember.
我们今天的侍奉是侍奉神那一个永远的旨意。
Our service today is to serve God's eternal purpose.
就是让基督在万事上去首位。
That is Christ to be preeminent in all things.
我们今天的侍奉
Our service today.
乃是在那里叫身体能在爱中被建造起来。
It's so that the body can build up itself in love.
好叫基督能得着他所要得着的幸福。
So that Christ can gain the bride that he wishes to gain.
今天教会在地上是基督的身体。
Today the church is the body of Christ.
等到这个身体长大成人，满有基督身量的时候。
As this body grows up and matures and attains the full measure of the stature of Christ.
我们的主就要回来，要借这个身体做他的心腹。
Our Lord will return to receive this body to be his bride.
叫我们的主里面得着满足。
So that the Lord will be pleased.
所以你要看见说我们今天的侍奉
So you see our service today.
是在身体里面侍奉
Is a service in the body.
我们是彼此联络做肢体
We coordinate with each other to be members.
而我们在那里一同来侍奉我们的头我们的主
And together we serve our Lord our head.
没有所谓的这个单枪匹马的那一种的侍奉
There's no such a thing as a long ranger service.
侍奉是在身体的里面
Service is in the body.
那有的弟兄姊妹可能要问一个问题
Some brothers and sisters may ask.
我不知道主把我放在基督身体里做哪一个肢体
I don't know where the Lord has placed me in his body.
我也不知道圣灵给我的什么恩赐。
Neither do I know what gifting the Holy Spirit has given me.
那么叫我怎样来侍奉呢？
So how would I serve?
怎样能这个在身体里面侍奉呢？
How can I serve in the body?
各尽其职呢？
How can I fulfill the function?
叫身体在爱中被建造起来呢？
So that the body can grow, build up itself in love.
叫元首基督他的旨意能通行呢？
So that the head's will can be accomplished.
实在说来，这是很简单的事情。
In reality, it's rather simple.
你看一个小孩子，他生下来。
Just look at a newborn baby.
神给他一个完全的一个身体。
God has given him a complete body.
他有手，有脚，有眼，有耳，有鼻。
He possesses hands, legs, mouth, eyes.
那么他生下来了。
Once he's born.
他有眼睛。
He possesses eyes.
神已经给他有一个能看的恩赐。
God has given him the gift of seeing.
他有耳朵。
He has ears.
神已经他生下来的时候就已经给他能听的恩赐了。
Even when he's born, God has given him the gift of hearing.
他有手。
He has hands.
神已经给他恩赐能拿东西了。
God has given him the gift of handling things.
神给他脚。
God gave him feet.
他已经有恩赐可以走路了。
He has a gift to walk.
不是生了之后过了一个时候这个恩赐就给他了，那个恩赐就给他了。
It is not that after he's born, after a little while, he gave this gift to him, that gift to him.
神把你生下来，他就给了你。
As soon as he's born, God has given everything.
但是一个小孩子刚刚生下来的时候。
But once a baby is born.
他有眼睛，但是他看不见了。
He has eyes, but he sees not.
他有手啊，但是他不会抓东西啊。
He has hands, but he cannot handle.
他有脚，他不会走路啊。
He has feet, but he cannot walk.
需要他的生命稍微长大一点。
It demands the growth of life.
他稍微长大一点，过了几天，开始他看见点光了。
After he grows a few days, he can see light.
慢慢，他能看得更清楚一点了。
Gradually, he can discern a little bit more.
手也是这样。
Same with the hands.
脚也是这样。
With the feet.
小孩子。开始的时候在地上爬吗？
In the beginning, the child would crawl.
因为他不知道要怎么走房。
Because he doesn't know how to walk.
他以为走是要用手和脚一同走的吗？
He thought to walk means to crawl.
但是有一天他忽然发现了。
One day he discovered.
如果不用手走的，反而走得快一点。
If he doesn't walk with his hand, he walks faster.
那么他就不用手了。
So he didn't use his hand.
就用脚走了。
And he walked.
那越走就越力量。
And the more he walks, the more strength he receives.
手就可以做那个拿东西的工作了。
And his hands could handle things.
但是如果东西很远的话，
But if things are far away,
他需要脚把它带过去了。
He needs to, for his feet to take it.
所以你就看见说，都是互相联络做肢体的。
So you see that everything coordinates together to become members.
我们神给我们每一个人有他的恩赐。
God has given every one of us His gift.
恩赐虽然不同，
even though gifts may be different,
圣灵只有一位。
There's only one Holy Spirit.
这个知识虽然不同，
ministrations are different.
但是主只有一位。
There's only one Lord.
功用虽然不同，
functions are different.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
当我们的圣灵慢慢长大的时候，
as our life matures,
这些恩赐就很自然地会显出来。
All the gifts will be manifested.
圣灵会在你。里面带领你，
the Holy Spirit will guide us with it.
让你特别注意某一点某一方面的事情。
That you would pay attention to a certain aspect.
叫你关心。
That you would care.
叫你有负担要去服侍。
That you will receive a burden to serve.
当你去试试看的时候。
As you try it.
有恩膏在你的身上。
Anointing is upon you.
叫弟兄姊妹也得着益处。
So that brothers and sisters receive benefit.
这样就慢慢就发现你的恩赐是。
Gradually you discover what your gifts are.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不必忧虑的。
Don't worry.
神今天已经把我们放在身体的里面。
God has tempered us in the body.
我们只要记得，我们今天的侍奉乃是身体的侍奉。
Just remember one thing: our service today is a service in the body.
在身体里面侍奉。
To serve in the body.
才能侍奉神那个永远的旨意。
Then can we serve God's eternal purpose?
所以我想今天晚上我们就交通这一点。
This is our fellowship tonight.
希望记得祷告。
Please pray.
主啊，我们实在满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
因为你在我们身上所定位的旨意是何等的美好。
Because the purpose that you had ordained for us is so pleasing.
是何等的荣耀。
It is so glorious.
你竟然把我们救赎过来。
you even saved us.
要叫我们侍奉你。
So that we can serve you.
能侍奉你那永远的旨意。
And even to serve that eternal purpose.
也感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
不是我们凭着自己做什么。
Not that we can do anything about that.
你把你的圣灵给了我。
You have given us your Holy Spirit.
你把你的圣灵也赐给我们。
Gave us your Spirit.
借着你的圣灵。
Through your Spirit.
借着你给我们基督的圣灵。
Through the life of Christ again.
叫我们能真正的侍奉你的旨意。
So that we can truly service you.
一切都是恩典。
All is grace.
一切都是你所赐的。
All is given from you.
主啊，我们自由俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we prostrate in worship.
我们求你开启我们的心眼。
May you open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们看见。
So that we may see.
我们怎样能侍奉你。
How can we serve you?
我们怎样能敬拜你。
How can we worship you?
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.